Federal regulators are weighing Utah's plan for cleaning up haze around the national parks. Environmental advocates want tougher pollution controls on central Utah power plants. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
The Environmental Protection Agency is asking for public input on two haze reduction plans. One's proposed by the Utah Division of Air Quality. The other's backed by environmentalists like Lindsay Beebe of the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign in Utah. She says two coal-fired power plants in Embry County should be required to install hundreds of millions of dollars in new pollution equipment so the power company that owns it bears the cost of its emissions.
We are trying to ensure that the industries that benefit are able to internalize those costs so that we realize coal is not a cheap electricity and we have much better, much cleaner alternatives available to us.
Beebe points out that over 200 power plants around the country are being required to install the same equipment. But Utah DAQ officials defend their plan by saying it's already working and that the environmentalists are demanding equipment that won't clean up the kind of pollution that's causing trouble. Bryce Bird is DAQ director. He welcomes the EPA's 60-day public input process.
We think that that is a path to good environmental regulation by having information out there and good public dialogue about that information.
The EPA will have a hearing at Salt Lake City's main library on January 26th to take comments from the public on both strategies before it makes a final decision. Judy Faze, KUER News.